You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Government Mule is celebrating 25 years as a band in 2019. According to co-founder, guitarist, and vocalist Warren Haynes, the band was never intended to last more than a year. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Haynes about the band's CD and DVD set, Bring On the Music, live at the Capitol Theater, and Jed has more.
The new album captures you guys at the Capitol Theater. Now, this is a room that you've played many times. What is sort of the magic of that place?
Well, the Capitol has a lot of history. You know, it was what people considered to be one of the great theaters in the old days. There's a quote from Jerry Garcia where he says, there's only two real theaters left, the Fillmore and the Capitol Theater. And he was referring to the way they sound and the way they look, the way they translate to live music. All I see are faces, still faces. Then the Capitol closed down. They've been reopened for several years now, and I played there a lot of times. It's just a place that really... It's visually spectacular, too, because the psychedelic light show encompasses the entire theater. All the walls are part of the light show, so it turns it into this kind of bubble where you're away from reality.
You're coming to Wichita with Nikki Lane. What was it about her that made you say, okay, we've got to bring her out on the road?
It's exciting for us to have new artists that are doing music that we like. We always like to be involved in picking the few openers that we actually use, because most of the time we don't have openers. So when we do, we want it to be music that we like and music that our fans would like. And it's also important to us that the music represent a wide array of influences. You know, it could be, in her case, like progressive country. It can be reggae music. It can be funk and soul music. It can be any of the things that we consider timeless and that we love. And it just makes for an interesting night of music. You know, it's similar to the way that I look at Christmas Jam, which is my charity show that I do every December. There's so many different types of music being represented that over the course of a long night, it keeps the interest up.
Well, I will close out on this. I mean, we're talking about now 25 years since the formation of the band. It has to be pretty good to stand here today and be able to say that, because a lot of bands don't get to that point.
Well, Government Mule especially is a strange example, because we never thought we were going to make a second record or even stay together for a second year. When we started, we were just doing something for fun as a side project to the Allman Brothers. And we had no idea that it was going to kind of catch fire and turn into its own thing and eventually lead to us making the decision to leave the Allman Brothers and concentrate full-time on Government Mule. That was something that just happened organically. And so if someone had asked me in 1994 or 95, do you think you're going to be around in 25 years? I would have said, absolutely not. But I'm glad we are, and it's been an amazing 25 years, and we're going to continue as long as people want to hear what we do. We all still get along and enjoy being around each other and enjoy playing music together, and that's not something that can be said for a lot of bands that have been around 25 years.
Or 9 months in some cases.
That's right. Yeah.